Welcome back. We got Jason Locke and Flora joining us coming up in 18 minutes. Talk NFL, Baltimore Ravens, all that good jazz. We're also going to talk college football playoff coming up in hour number two, into hour number three as well. We got a great week of bowl season. Then we got the playoff on New Year's Eve, three more games on New Year's Day. Excited for those matchups. We'll get into some more NFL talk as well, as we already got lines out for week 17. So myself, PJ Glasser, and Kate Constable will look at some of our favorite initial bets coming up for week 17 in the NFL. But right now, Kate, it's time for Case of the Mondays. And this is always the part of the show where we kind of air out anything that's, you know, bothering us that happened over the weekend or anything that's on our mind. So is there anything that happened to you this weekend or with the holidays coming up? Is there anything that, you know, it's grinding your gears right now?
You know what, PJ? I had a great weekend because of the Bears win. Like that kind of just put a great taste in my mouth after that. Holidays, like my only gripe for the holidays is they're wonderful, but it's a lot, especially when you're traveling, and it's like you almost need a holiday from the holidays once you're done with the holidays, if that makes sense. It's like going on a vacation with like all of your friends, and it's just like a wild vacation, and you drink a ton, you eat a ton, and you don't exactly feel like relaxed when you come back, which is often that time is the point of a vacation. So that's what the holidays have kind of become, because you try and hit everyone's house, right? Or at least in my family, that's what we do. So like flying to Minnesota for literally 48 hours to go to my brother's, sister's, mom's, everyone, you know, and then come back and do it all with my in-laws. It just becomes a lot, but I that's not really a complaint, because it's fun and you get to see your family and all that. So I guess just the vacation from the holiday is my biggest gripe. But other than that, I mean, there's not a whole lot you can complain about these days. PJ, how about you?
Would you consider yourself like excellent gift giver for the holidays?
No, I'm a terrible gift giver, and it stresses me out so much. Oh, it's awful, awful. And I know that sounds like a cop out of like, you just don't try hard enough, because like, I should be thinking harder and getting creative and everything. Now, I will say my siblings and I all go in together on gifts for my mom, and I actually bought all of those this year. I handled all the gifts. But like, PJ, the only thing I've gotten my husband so far is an electric box cutter. That's a terrible gift. And it's a gift for me.
Does he want anything? Like, do you guys exchange lists?
No, he hates getting gifts. It's like a weird thing. So like, he's always like, don't get me anything. And then if there's anything he wants, he just goes and buys it for himself before I can even figure it out. So like, I bought this box cutter because he leaves boxes in our front entryway all the time. And so it's kind of a gift for me, because I'm like, you know, break down your boxes, dude. We can't be having boxes sitting all over our apartment.
Sure.
So no, I'm an awful, awful gift giver, and it does stress me out, and it makes me feel bad because I wish I were better at it. But it doesn't reflect the love I have for the people. My gifts just might suck. You know, that's what I like to tell them.
I'm the same way. I'm not very good. And it's not because it's not that I don't put in effort. My family, the way we normally do things, Kate, is like around the holidays, we don't exchange too many gifts. When we go on trips, like that's when we normally get gifts for each other, right? Because we found over the years that when you're put on the spot and it's like, oh, what do you want for this holiday? Or what should I get you? Even for like your birthday. And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. But if you're traveling and you're on vacation, right? How many times are you like, oh man, I would love that. And it's like, okay, like I'll get you that. Right. So it's just like, we kind of almost do that where it's like when you're away somewhere and you're like, you want something, it's like, yeah, I'll get you that. And then that'll go towards birthday, or that'll go towards Hanukkah, or that'll go towards Christmas, or whatever it may be. So we've kind of done that. So around this time of the year, like we don't exchange too many gifts, and I kind of like it because it kind of takes the pressure off. But that's how we tend to go about things, is when you go on vacation or trips or you're out and about, we tend to do like our gifts there. When you just see it and it's like, well, clearly that person wants it, so I'll just get it for you while we're here.
I might have to implement that, because you're right. When the pressure's on and it's like, okay, tell me what you want. Like, you just throw out a random thing that like you don't actually really need or care about or anything. It's basically just like, getting someone something just to show that you spent money on them. So that's a great idea, PJ, especially like going on vacations too. All of a sudden you're like, oh, there's I need this for vacation and you don't have it. That's a perfect time to get someone something. I'm going to steal that from you.
Because, Kate, I remember you were at the Olympics in Paris, and I could only imagine how many different places you must have went to or how many different things you must have seen where you were like, I mean, I could, like, I just want one of that. I just want some, right? Like, all that stuff. I mean, it must
and
have been.
And we did you end that up a little bit. Because that was such a big trip. Like, I mean, that's a big trip to begin with. And so it was like, okay, this is going to count for birthday, Christmas type of stuff, whatever we buy there. So that year actually was very much a Glasser holiday, Christmas gift exchange type of thing, because we did do that type of stuff. Being at the Olympics, there was so much cool stuff that you just had to get as like memorabilia stuff. And it adds up after a long time.
Was there a favorite thing that you got that stood out when you were there?
You know, actually, not while we were there, but we collected all of our tickets, and they have you could buy like the collectors with your name on them in the event that you went to, and then there was the Olympic poster that all the medalists got handed after they won, and so we bought one of those, and then we put it in a really nice frame, and like framing it was the cost, because like it's a big frame, it's a nice frame, and like we placed all of our tickets around this big poster thing, so that'll go on our wall for like ever. But that was kind of that we collected small little things to put on that frame throughout the Olympics. Yeah. So the cost was more towards afterwards, but that was the coolest thing we got from it.
That's super cool. That is super, super cool. Yeah, I'm hoping to go to some events here in 2028. Also hoping to get some World Cup games next summer as well. So I'm glad that, the U.S. is starting to get some of these big events and have a chance to go, because that's very, very cool. I know we were talking too off air that some other gripes that we have with the holidays, especially when it comes to football, is – I mean, like, where to watch these games. You know, our producer, Zach Kroll, today was telling us that the games for Christmas Day for the NFL are going to be on Netflix and Amazon. And, like, I know they were on Netflix last year, but you don't know if these things change or if they stay the same. Right. So apparently they're on Netflix and Amazon. But Kate is a Ravens fan. They play the Packers on Saturday, and the game is on Peacock. And I don't, I don't have Peacock. My parents don't have Peacock. So I was texting with my dad, and he was talking about how he might have to go to his mom's, house, who lives in Baltimore, just to watch the game, because they'll have it on one of the local channels. But it's just like, it's such a pain, you just want to watch your team. And now you have to find out like, oh, you might have to call to like a bar and be like, oh, are you going to show the Ravens game on Saturday? So it's a whole mess and I hate it. And I have all of the streaming stuff except for Peacock. And I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the game on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't have Peacock either. I bought it for a month to watch a show that I wanted to watch, and then I canceled it. But that's like $25 a month. To buy it for just this game, you're $25 to watch a game that should be widely available to the entire country. That is crazy, PJ. It's almost like the more we've gotten, like, more technical we've gotten, the more old school it's become. Like, when was the last time you even thought to call a bar to be like, hey, are you playing the game tonight? Right? Like, that stuff is crazy. But I'm with you. I don't know where to go, especially the NBA right now. Like, I know we have the Amazon stuff. I know ESPN still has theirs. But, like, there are so many games across all different platforms. I don't even know how to watch the NBA half the time, because where do you go for all of this? It's gotten so crazy. So I feel for you. If I still had my Peacock, I would lend you my login, but unfortunately I canceled that. But I mean, I got to make sure I have Netflix before Christmas. That might have to be a purchase. How do you not watch football on Christmas?
I know. It's crazy. And like you said, all this stuff is just getting jacked up in the prices. I remember when Netflix used to be, like $6.99, $7.99 a month. Now it's closer to like $15.99 a month. And they know people will pay for that. And especially if there are sporting events on there. I remember my mom, before this football season, was asking my dad, because the Amazon Prime was getting pretty expensive per year. And she was like, "Do you guys still need?" And my dad and I, Thursday night football, Mom. Right? We're going to need that. That's pretty important. So I know. And I don't have Apple TV, and I'm just waiting for when the NFL goes to there, right?
Yep.
Or because for baseball, they show plenty of games on there. They have like Roku and stuff. And I'm just like, yep. I just like want to watch my teams. You know, why do you make me buy all these subscriptions to things?
So we're going to talk to Jason Lockenfora here in this next segment. And I was on with him yesterday on BetMGM Game Day. And we were talking about Tubi. Have you ever watched anything on Tubi?
No, I don't even know what Tubi is.
I didn't either. And that's what I said, because this new Cam Ward documentary that's coming out is on Tubi, apparently. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm never going to watch that because I don't know how to get Tubi. I don't know what Tubi is. And Jason's like, oh, Tubi is awesome. They have so many good sports documentaries on there. So I guess I don't know if you have to pay for it. I don't know if it's like Roku, which I don't know. Do you have to pay for Roku? I think it's like one of those type of apps on your TV. But it's just getting there's too many to even follow along and understand where they all are these days. And this isn't like a new problem to this specific time of year. Like all of a sudden it's just popping off like this. But the fact that we have to kind of scramble at specific times to figure out how to watch our teams is just obnoxious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really, really is. You mentioned Jason Lockenfora are going to join us here coming up the top of the hour. Excited to talk to him because another case of the Mondays for me, Kate, is the Ravens. I mean, this is what they do under John Harbaugh. Another double-digit blown fourth quarter lead. They finished the year 3-6 at home this season, and two of those wins were against the Jets and the Browns. He's been there 18 years. It's beyond time to move on. What stinks too is that this year's NFL head coaching cycle, there's like no Ben Johnson, right? There's no like Mike Vrabel, Sean Payton on the market. Like there's no slam dunk, like hire out there. But even though that might be the case, I still think you just got to move on. You got to figure it out. It's just beyond time. I'm interested to get Jason's thoughts on that, if he still thinks the Ravens had a chance, and his other thoughts from some of the great games we had in Week 16 in the NFL. Hour 2, Bet Sweats coming up next. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable. Stay right there.